We are going through these times of some strange things and uncertainty. And, you know, I think one thing is cool. You hear us talk a lot about this on Joy 99, that when you have your microphone, whatever that is, for us, we literally have a microphone.
True.
And we try to use it for God's glory. We're joined now by a friend of Joy 99 who uses his microphone in a pretty amazing way himself.
Yeah, he uses his right arm in a pretty amazing way, too, from time to time. It's Kirk Cousins. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate you taking time with us this morning. Kirk, you heard about the need in West Michigan, and obviously it's worldwide, but we're trying to figure out together through the ministry of Joy 99, what can we do for West Michigan? You heard about the need, and you wanted to step up. What kind of prompted you and your wife to want to do this?
Well, we've been longtime listeners to Joy 99, and we felt you've done such a good job to help our community with praise and worship music and encouraging and uplifting words for a long time, going back to, I remember my high school years listening to your station, but then certainly as of recently, it's been all the more important to be hearing that praise and worship music and to be encouraged and be uplifted through the message on your radio station. And so through your radio station, we started to hear about a lot of needs in the community, and we wanted to get behind it and just help give and encourage others to give, to help people who are struggling right now through the challenges we're facing with the virus. And we feel God has kind of called us to really step in, specifically in West Michigan and in the state of Minnesota, to help wherever we can.
Well, that's amazing, because I know a lot of people think, okay, Kirk Cousins, he's moved to Minnesota, he's doing his own thing, but your heart is still here, and you physically, some of the time, are here in West Michigan, right?
We are, yeah. West Michigan's really home. This will be hopefully where we raise our boys when I'm done playing football, and this is where my memories are and where my closest friends are, and that's likely not going to change. Certainly the state of Minnesota means a great deal to us for obvious reasons, and we're going to invest there as well, specifically around helping people who have needs during this difficult time. But West Michigan will certainly always be close to our heart.
We are joined by NFL quarterback from the Minnesota Vikings and West Michigan's own Kirk Cousins. We've heard some amazing stories already, Kirk. We heard from a family that is a piano teacher and has had to step away from individual lessons. These are like real life situations. The one that we just read a little bit ago, Brooke, about the owner of she runs a restaurant, small restaurant in the town of Glen, and because of the coronavirus has had to close her doors, right, Brooke?
Yeah, she said she's self-employed and she works hard to provide for her five boys, and she donates food to the grade school in Glen and the volunteer firefighters there, but she's had to close the restaurant to regular business and also to doing these wonderful things in the community.
Well, I would like to think that the body of Christ can step up and use this adversity and use this time to shine a light more than ever before and meet needs and truly be the church. And I think it'd be a powerful testimony to the world.
We really appreciate you and your family stepping up. And we know that others will join in as well as they have already, because there's just a need and we got to come together as a community.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And I think West Michigan is a special place, and our response to this virus will reflect that once again.
Well, we just want to thank you, Kirk, and your wife for stepping up. And we're going to watch as many needs as we can be met. And I think this is a cool thing, too, is when you know that you can help somebody and it's not just, yeah, you're writing a check and just say, yeah, please put it somewhere. But when you're really seeing the impact of the lives changed, I believe that makes an incredible difference. And it's like, yeah, this is why I do what I do.
My wife and I have learned that it's far more fulfilling to see the benefit of the gift than, as you said, to just write the check and walk away. That doesn't quite have the same. There's certainly obedience in that, but when you can truly see the impact it's making on people's lives and how it's uplifting them and encouraging them, that is when it truly becomes more blessed to give than to receive.
That's when it reaches your heart, when it becomes kind of those personal stories, right?
Amen. Couldn't agree more. So I'm just so grateful for your radio station, for the difference you've made in the community for a long time, and then the way you're stepping up in this challenge that we're facing right now. No surprise, but grateful to be a part of it. I want to thank you for what you're doing.
And how are you and the family? Are all doing well? I'm sure you're having to, you know, wash your hands and stuff too a lot.
Well, I have two young boys, so we obviously have to keep an eye on them. And life is slowing down for us just like everyone else. Mm. But the timing is certainly different for us as football players as opposed to baseball players or golfers or basketball players who are in the middle of their season.
Right.
kind of right now, life isn't nearly as different as it would be if this were to come or happen in the fall.
Mm.
Well, Kirk, thank you again. We look forward together to change lives and hopefully do just a bit of a part here in West Michigan. But again, as we always say, thanks for using your microphone a way that brings glory to God and not yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. And I just want to challenge others to step up and help in any way they can. Thank
you. Please know that you are making a difference and inspiring the others to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
So grateful for that. Thank you.
Go green.
Go white. All right. I'll see you.